It's your home for everything movies. The latest releases, reviews, what's hot at the box office, and all things Hollywood. Hollywood.
Thanks to the Forum 6 Tamworth and Wagga Wagga and the Odeon 5 Orange.
It's Talking Flicks with JT and Grant Lee.
Yeah, from Tamworth, Orange, and Wagga Wagga, and right around the world, this is Talking Flicks. Do you like that, Mr. Lee?
I did like that. Yeah, that's why I'm smiling. You could tell.
I'm mixing up this week. I could have just said hello, but no, hello to all of our Talking Flicksters from around the globe. And we do have, there's a few in the States that have been hitting
us up.
Ashburn and a few other different places as well. And if you are one of those that do listen to us over in the States, please get in touch with us. Hit us up, because we'd love to get you on the podcast. Because it'd be great to have somebody in the States review one of our movies.
Oh, wouldn't that be great?
Yeah.
Or anywhere in the world.
Anywhere,
I have no issue. Because we do. We've got people in Russia that listen to us. We've got Hong Kong. We've had quite a few people listen in Hong Kong too.
Yeah. And translation is not an issue. If you need to come on, Grant Lee will translate for you. So, and he's very good at that, as we heard last week when he tried to translate that bloody castle movie.
Yeah, Demon Slayer.
Demon Slayer. Oh, good to see that's not on your list of movies this week, Mr. Lee. So obviously that worked well.
No, it is. It's still there, but I've just taken the end off. It's just called Demon Slayer this week.
After that schmozzle last week, you learnt your lesson. Well done.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Let's get this underway. School holidays, firstly, Mr. Lee. How have they been? We're nearly 1 week in. How's it been? Have you been enjoying the kiddies coming in and buying popcorn and choc tops?
Yeah, I have. And it's been fun. Like, I always love school holidays because you get to talk to kids and parents and the grandparents and, you know, the poor grandparents are, you know, so worried, and you know, they go, oh, I don't know, what are we seeing? And they ask their grandkids, and it's fun, but it's always busy, and I love being busy, and you know, making popcorn. The smell of popcorn in the morning is beautiful.
Who doesn't know what they're seeing when they go to the movies? Is what I want to know about.
Well, you know what?
Mr. Lee. I'm sorry, but this reminds me of when somebody is in the drive-through line, gets the box, and then tries to work out what they want to have. Right?
Mm. You should know before you get there.
You should know, right? I mean, every time I go to the movies, I know I don't get there and go, maybe I should see Sketch. No, maybe I should see Demon Slayer. No, wait a minute. Anyway, I've had my rant. But yes, well done to all the parents and the grandparents taking the kids. I hope you've enjoyed whatever movie you've been to see. And if you are looking to go this week, well, we've got some great movies and we'll be unpacking those soon. Mr. Lee has got some real news a bit later on. We're going to be talking Tay-Tay, isn't it, in the real news a bit later on? Yes.
Tay-Tay,
And
you're right up there with the lingo, aren't you?
That's right.
Really? Yeah. And I have also got some news about Simpsons as well, which I did say on Wednesday's podcast.
Yes,
and a very interesting thing about Miranda Priestley.
Oh, okay. Well, I look forward to hearing about that and some real news. We're going to go around the world with our top fives off to Mexico this week, Mr. Lee. So I look forward to that when we see what the top movies are in Mexico. But first, let's kick things off with our movies opening this week segment. Cue it up, Grant.
Heaps of great movies coming to a cinema near you.
Here's a peek at what's on the big screen this week.
Jesus Christ, who writes this rubbish? oh, wait a minute, it's you, Mr. Lee.
Yeah.
He writes his own intro.
I certainly do.
All right, Mr. Lee, let's unpack the goal. What have you got for us?
Yeah, look, the first one we're going to talk about is called Smashing Machine. Now, this is an action drama true story starring Dwayne Johnston and Emily Blunt. They've just done the massive world premiere of it. And I have to say, if you're going to spend 3 or 4 hours in the makeup chair to play a part, you want it to look good, don't you?
Mm.
Well, it does not look like The Rock at all.
No, I at first looking at it going, huh? Like, they have done an amazing job with him. I didn't realize. I thought, is there two? Like, what's going on? Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, well, he plays this part of Mark Kerr, and this is set between 1999 and 2001 when he was a former Olympian wrestler. He's done so. He earned the name of the Smashing Machine because he was just basically just smashing his opponents. And you just go, wow, you know, for someone who could do that. But then, unfortunately, he started soliciting drugs from friends and other staff. He was injecting painkillers and there was a downfall, so which is not good at all. So it must have got too much for him.
Yeah, it's an incredible story. And, of course, there was the defeat to Fujita in Japan and was quite heartbreaking to watch for a lot of us. So let's have a listen to the Smashing Machine.
How do you know Mark Kerr?
The end is near.
Oh, we go way back. But he's a buddy of mine. So
I come on, baby. Too much?
Never.
Fine. Too much?
No.
Please welcome in his octagon debut, Mark Kerr!
Winning is the best feeling there is. It's 40,000 people,
yeah.
And they're cheering you on. There's no other high like it in the world.
No contract, no money?
No money.
Do you have any stronger pain medication?
Advil?
Advil. Advil?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Don, would you like?
No.
They're handing them out like candy. Let's all get in. Let's all, everybody get in. Hey, Don, can you take this picture for us?
Yeah.
What are you thinking at the beginning of the fight?
It's simple. Am I going to hurt him before he hurts me?
Yes, there were times, I'm sure you.
This Grand Prix to crown the greatest fighter in the world. He has come back from the brink.
Let's see if he can pull out a victory over Mark Coleman.
Have you spoken to either about fighting such a good friend for a life-changing amount of money?
I just need you to let me in.
Always about you.
It's
only about you.
About you. Let's go. Big, strong man. I love you.
Oh, I love a true story, Mr. Lee, and it's such a powerful story too.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think Emily Blunt, she is an incredible actress. She can do anything from a comedy to a drama like this, which is really, really good to be able to do. I will let you know, next Wednesday we will be having Danny on to do the review. He'll be our talking flickster for The Smashing Machine, which I'm looking forward to talking to him, see what he thought of the movie. So that'll be next Wednesday's podcast.
Oh, I thought we were doing Gabby's Dollhouse next week, but no.
I know you've seen it and I just went, look.
Doesn't matter. Every time I have a movie I want to do, you just change turn it down anyway to change it. That's exactly right, Mr. Lee. So that's fine. I'll go and watch Gabby's Dollhouse by myself. But one movie I do want to see, and I got to say, every time I know that this is a re-release, but Avatar, The Way of Water. Now, just this was from, 2022?
Yep.
Just, oh, look, the graphics, the scenery in this, it's amazing. Again, James Cameron has done a fantastic job, and we get to relive it now in 3D.
We certainly do. And, you know, James Cameron, when the first Avatar came out all those years ago, he really put 3D on the map. Like, everyone kind of followed him because Avatar was so brilliant in 3D, as much as this one is too. And then we've got the new Avatar, Fire and Water, it's in December 18, it comes out. I've forgotten the name of it, but anyway, Fire and Ash, I think it is. It comes out then, so that's why they're doing a re-release of this, so people can relive the magic on the big screen with Sam Worthington. It must be really hard to act when, you know, you're done up in a whole heap of dots and everything in a black suit, and then they superimpose the graphics over you.
Yeah,
it must be very...
very impressive.
very impressive. Oh, it is,
especially when there's nothing around you either. Like, you're basically on a green screen and you've got to pretend that there's, you know, water running around or, you know, it'd be very, very hard to do.
Yeah, just incredible. Let's have a listen to Avatar: The Way of Water.
Wherever we go, this family is our fortress.
The sea is around you and in you. The way of water has no beginning.
Stop!
And no end.
Yeah, well, I can tell you now, sounds great. It looks amazing. Yeah, even if you have seen it before, now go and see it and relive the journey again. And you know what? Gear up for the Avatar later on this year.
Yeah. Absolutely. So at least you're ready. And, you know, these sort of movies aren't re-released on big screens very often. So this is something you need to go and watch. I will let you know it is only in Wagga and Orange playing. So Tamworth, we're unfortunately not able to do it this time. So.
Oh, Mr. Lee. You had to do it. You've been buzzed out for the first time. What a shame. But, yeah, well, there you go for Orange and Wagga. Make sure you enjoy Avatar. Now, something that is across, well, not just Wagga, Orange and Tamworth, but everywhere is Tay-Tay. Everyone's going cray-cray for Tay-Tay, Mr. Lee. the official release party of A Showgirl. Got to say, I'm a big Taylor Swift fan. Are you? Do you consider yourself a bit of a Tay-Tay fan?
No. I don't mind some of her music, but I don't have to go and listen to a certain song or anything like that.
Don't like Shake It
and
Off.
You know the fun. I was just going to say, there is one, and I think that's it, that I don't mind.
Shake It Off's my favorite. Yeah.
But I couldn't tell you
Woods,
what the song
is. Out of the Woods, another good one. Yeah.
Oh, is it?
Do you have I reckon yours is like Love Story. I reckon that's yours.
I'm gonna have to listen to it because I don't know the song names.
Yeah, you're gonna have to. But this is about it's based around the world premiere of the music video "The Fate of Ophelia."
Yes.
So there's behind the scenes footage from the video shoot that she did, brand new lyric videos, and also Taylor reflects, on a whole bunch of things throughout the movie as well. And this is never seen before stuff, Mr. Lee, off this 12th studio album, The Life of a Showgirl. So, yeah, any fan out there that loves Tay-Tay is going to love this one.
Oh, they will. Because you know that she actually released the album cover on her boyfriend's podcast.
Yes.
New Heights. Mm. And that was one of their biggest listenership of their podcast ever because of all the Taylor Swift fans listening and watching to see her new album, The Life of a Showgirl. So, yeah, we've had pre-sales on ever since we could put them on, which was Tuesday last week. And, yeah, so it is officially on tomorrow through to Monday. That's it. So once this weekend is over, they have timed it very well, I think, for the long weekend. It's a good time for it.
Yeah, great time for it. Yeah.
Yeah. So make sure you see it. If you are a Tay-Tay fan, this is your chance to actually see some never-seen footage, as JT just said.
There you go. Also screening Mr. Lee at the Forum 6 and Odeon 5. What can we catch this long weekend?
Yeah, we've got The Bad Guys 2, A Big, Bold, Beautiful Journey, The Conjuring Last Rites, Demon Slayer, and all those other things after it, Dora Magic Adventures, Downton Abbey, The Grand Finale, Gabby's Dollhouse, The Movie, Kangaroo, One Battle After Another, Sketch, and The Strangers, Chapter 2. Check your local cinema website or box office for what's screening.
From every corner of the globe, let's find out what's reigning supreme in your backyard
with the Talking Flicks Top 5.
And that's exactly what we're doing, Mr. Lee. It's that time of the podcast, isn't it, where we do the top fives?
It's
we don't jump ahead. Yeah, it is. And look, I get to go first this week, Mr. Lee. I'm very impressed. I'm off to Mexico.
I thought Mexico would be really good fun.
Yeah. Hola. Love Mexico. All right, let's...
Is that near the Gulf of Mexico?
I don't know. Don't ask questions. Just wait till my top five.
No, it's the Gulf, it's the Gulf of America now.
Oh, I've got no idea. Top five for Mexico. Let's see what they're loving there right now. Hello if you are in Mexico. The top five is The Roses in at five. Number four is The Fantastic Four First Steps. Number three is Freakier Friday. Number two is Toy Story, which is the re-release because of its 30th anniversary. Yes.
Yes.
And number one for Mexico is Hamilton. Another.
Yeah. That's re-release. A stage show. It's the 10th anniversary stage show. So we're getting it this month, which is very exciting. Oh, next month, sorry. November, sorry.
Great. Well, there you go. That is the top five for Mexico. Over to you, Mr. Lee.
Off to Australia. Number five is Demon Slayer, plus all those little things after it. Number four is Gabby's Dollhouse, the movie. Number three is The Conjuring Last Rites. Number two is One Battle After Another. And number one for Australia. No surprises, The Bad Guys too.
Yeah, very well deserved. It's school holidays. Number one spot. Although I've got to say, Mr. Lee, I do like Babby's Dollhouse.
Yes, I read that and went, what is a run sheet without one spot?
Oh, it's got to be
there. Or 10.
To the big screen and everything in between. It's Talking Flicks, real news.
Well, let's hope you do better with your news.
Yeah, look, our first thing which I did talk about was Miranda Priestley. Now, as we know, she is a fictional character that runs Runway Magazine, and Meryl Streep, who plays Miranda Priestley, met up with the movie-sake name of Anna Wintour while filming The Devil Wears Prada 2 at the Milan Fashion Show. So Miranda Priestley, and do you remember Nigel, who's played by, do you know who, JT?
Oh, they'd be signing a Doctor Who or something, wouldn't it?
No, come on. Stanley Tucci.
Oh, yes. Stanley Tucci, yes. Yeah, that's all right. Sorry.
Yeah. Well,
usually when you ask these stupid questions, that's usually what it is. It's something Doctor Who.
Yeah, that is true. I do agree. Yeah, it is. Well, Stanley Tucci's character, Nigel, and Meryl Streep met up with Anna prior to going out and filming some scenes that were actually at the real... what's the name? Dolce and Gabbana?
Oh, Dolce and Gabbana?
Yeah, that's him. Yeah, at their fashion show in Milan.
Yeah, how far away is this Devil Wears Prada 2? When are we?
It's next year. I think it's next year or the year after. Yeah, no, it's next year, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, it's going to be huge.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be massive because it's been so freaking long. 2006 when the first one came out. So, yeah, it was huge. And it's one of those movies that you can just watch and watch and watch and still get something out of it because all the characters are back. Anne Hathaway is back as Andy, of course, and Emily Blunt, yet again, she's in a great movie, playing Emily. That'd be a bit interesting, wouldn't it?
Yeah, Emily playing...
Emily.
Emily. Yeah, at least she won't forget her name. Now, let's talk about The Simpsons, Mr. Lee, because the Simpsons movie gets a sequel, summer 2027, they're saying at this stage.
Yeah, look, it's been so long, 20 years since we've had The Simpsons on the big screen. We've got Homer, Marge, Bart, Lisa, and Maggie, and they will be back in July of 2027, which is the US summer. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see how it goes and what they do. Because, as you know, it's still friggin' big, this TV show. It is, everyone loves it.
Yeah.
Now, I will tell you that Disney have actually dropped a Marvel project to put this Simpson movie in.
Oh. Mm,
so how interesting. Ooh,
you do have the script, don't you?
Yeah, so that'll be interesting. Yeah, they just removed one of the Marvel, which obviously it was just put in there because a lot of movies are slated for release 3, 4, 5 years ahead. So we know it might just say, I don't know, Marvel project. We don't know what it is. That's all it says. But there are always movies, you know, 3 or 4 years ahead.
Hmm. Well, I'll have to watch out for that one. That is out 2027. Anything else, Mr. Lee?
No, that's about all now.
Well, you need to sign off.
For this week's reel.
You need to sign
off. Oh, well, sorry. And that's it for the real news. Does that sound good?
I'm Grant Lee.
Oh, I'm Grant Lee. And that's it.
Get out your calendar as we go around the screen. Here's what's coming up at the Forum 6 and Odeon 5 Cinemas.
Good to see professionally, but it's not your strong suit, Mr. Lee.
I'll have to write that in there so I know. So.
Do better next week. Okay, let's go around the screens. We are looking at the Odeon 5 in Orange, the Forum 6 in Wagga and Tamworth. And as usual, every week, Mr. Lee, I'm just filling up the calendar with so many great things to look forward to in the next couple of months.
Yeah, look, October 19, we've got the National Theatre Live, Inter Allo. Then October 31, the 50th anniversary screening of the Rocky Horror Picture Show, which is such an incredible movie. November 7 to 9, we've got Back to the Future, 40th anniversary screenings. Then November 16, Hamilton, which is the 10th anniversary of the stage show production on the big screen. November 23, we've got the Met Opera, which is La Bohemia. Then December 7, you're taking Nan to André Rieu's 2025 Christmas concert. Merry Christmas, aren't you?
Yeah, I will.
Going to do it?
Well, yeah, I haven't taken to anything else this year. No. I mean, she had the bowls last time. That was a good excuse. Yeah. But I'll take it to this one because you'll get me some free tickets. So that's a Christmas present done. Thank you very much, Mr. Lee.
You're cheap. And December 14, we've got the National Theatre Live, The Importance of Being Earnest. And I'm excited about that because that looks very interesting. And it's actually a Doctor Who person playing the part of Earnest.
Okay, you knew that was going to happen. You saw that one coming. That's why you left a bit of a gap. Okay, let's take a look at next week. Do you like Jared Leto, Mr. Lee? You big Jared Leto fan?
I am, actually, because he plays some interesting parts, and he is another method actor. He gets right in. Remember, he was in the Dallas Club, I think it was called, Dallas Buyers Club, and he lost all that weight as well as what McConaughey. I couldn't get it out. There you go.
Next week.
Thank God this is not live.
Next week he'll just be Matthew.
It will too. Oh, I'm glad this is not live. It is live. Oh, jeez. So that will be something that will be very interesting. And now, did you watch the first Troy?
I did.
It came out for you?
Yeah.
Yeah, this looks really interesting. It's also got Gillian Anderson in it, Greta Lee, Auntie Greta.
Because Gillian Anderson was X-Files, wasn't
Scully.
She? Agent Scully. She's great.
She's played a few parts. Other than that, she's played quite a few. She was in Austin Powers. No, what? Not Austin Powers. What was the one that was with Mr. Bean? And he played the... God, I can't even think of a name. How about that? She was in that. Anyway, someone will know. Email me and let me know who.
Well, it was part of your research, Mr. Lee, but clearly that didn't go very well. So, yeah. And so we are back on Wednesday at midday. We'll be doing our Flickster, which is, again, Danny going to see some movie.
The Smashing Machine.
That's it. Yeah, some movie. Jeez. I wonder whether the Smashing Machine, Mr. Lee, is going to have Oscar buzz. Because we're saying that this one battle after another was big Oscar talk. So, I don't know.
Could you imagine The Rock winning Oscar? Wow.
Yeah. Oh, I think he's definitely worthy of it. Definitely worthy of it.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. And he's another one that can play anything, can't he? He can go from comedy, drama, to true story, to anything.
Well, I think we should watch something with The Rock in it this weekend, Mr. Lee. Make that your homework. Go and watch something with The Rock. Yeah.
Okay. The Smashing Machine it is.
Okay. That's what you're on. Yeah, yes, definitely. Yeah. Well, there you go. And any plans for the long weekend? What are you doing? Because you've done the lawns and stuff now, so you can't use that as your excuse.
I have to say their lawns are looking good. No, I'm actually heading up to Nundle for lunch tomorrow, which would be nice. Catch up with some friends up there. And I might even go see some movies.
You got to see some movies.
Yeah, I do. I really have to see one battle after another after Michael giving it 5 out of 5. So I've got to go see that.
Well, you have a lovely long weekend, and we'll catch you on Wednesday, Miss Lee. Nice short week next week.
It is a nice short one. Bye for now.
Catch you then. Bye. Oh, this is your Irish music too, Miss Lee.
I love Irish music.
Want more Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode, anywhere, anytime. Just search Talking Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.